Tessa's been here before.
I'm nervous. Tessa.
Oh no.
Welcome back to the second episode of the Everything Entertainment Podcast. Actually, it's the second special episode hosted by me, Aiden Hatch, and my colleague and co-host, Kylan Gray.
What up? Hey.
Today we will be talking to a couple of members of the Redwood High School Chamber Choir. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
I'm Tessa Hemphill.
I'm Bailey Nelson.
I'm Cameron Dysman.
And I'm Elizabeth Smith.
Would you guys mind telling us why you're here?
Well, we all qualified for the ACDA Western Division Honor Choir this past weekend. It was held in Long Beach, and there were people from all over, like, the western region of states. So we all went there, and we had this music that we learned. And, yeah, we were in the SSAA Honor Choir.
So who all from Redwood qualified to go on the trip?
So us four qualified, and then Ben Lozano also qualified. And we originally had another girl, Sophia Noguera, qualify, but she wasn't able to come with us to the choir.
What was the audition process like?
So our audition process was we had to send in a series of videos, and the first video was just us singing scales, and then they gave us a song that we had to learn and record and send in. And then we had a choice of an aria, which we all sang Star Vicino. And we all recorded it together. We thought it would be more, like, fun to do it together. And we also kind of waited a little bit last minute. So Korea was like, let's just do it together in the choir room. So he wanted to make sure we got it a good, solid recording. So, yeah.
Awesome. Could you guys kind of take us through your agenda throughout the couple of days that you were there, right? What did you do, like, waking up and singing, and just walk us through your day?
Yeah, so choir rehearsal started at 9 o'clock every day, and we sang until about 11:30, and then we had a little lunch break, and then we'd come back and sing again until dinner, which was around 5, and then we would come back from dinner and sing again until 9 p.m., and then we could get to go to bed, but we had a little party, so that spanned from March 2nd to March 5th, or, well, 4th, but, yeah, that schedule was basically the same every day.
Wait, what time did you guys get up? Did you already say what time you guys had to get up?
We got up at, like, 7:30-ish.
We tried 7.
Some of us got up at 7:30. Yeah. I got up at, like, 8:15.
We tried.
What were you guys' favorite parts of a trip?
Okay, well, my favorite part was probably our conductor. His name was Tesfa. He was really cool. And so that was kind of weird because it's, like, really close to my name. I would always think that someone was calling my name. But he was really cool, and he was really interactive with us. And even though we did have really long practices, like Elizabeth said, really long, I feel like he really made it work. Like, the time went by really fast because he was able to collaborate with us. It didn't feel like teaching, you know? So he was really great. I think it was just the best part was to be able to work with him.
Is that a cut?
I'm okay.
and we press on.
Oh my gosh.
Nothing ever happened.
Come to work today.
I'm gonna throw a question at you guys that you're not prepared for. I know. In journalism, this year especially coming out of COVID, we've put a heavy focus on asking students how it feels. No matter what the story is about, no matter who we're talking to, how does it feel? So I'm gonna ask you, how does it feel, and all of you can answer this, how does it feel being able to experience this trip, go on this trip, qualify? How does it feel?
Fantastic.
Great. I feel like it was really eye-opening in a way, because it's easy to kind of get stuck in this whole, like, Redwood bubble, if you will. But I mean, being there with people from, like, California and other states too, it's like there's so much talent that we don't get to see. So that was probably my thing.
Mm-hmm. Everyone was really eager to be there. Like, he called us, like, moldable. Like, everybody, we were just able to, like, react to what he was doing and like his critiques. And it was really exciting to like see that eagerness like play out, especially since we haven't been in choir really for like a year. And it was just really exciting.
Yeah, I have to say it was probably like one of the best experiences of my senior year so far, just because I was so excited leading up to it, and then it just didn't like my excitement like pulled through the week and like just kept going, because I usually at like honor choirs like you're singing for like 8.5 hours a day, so at some point you're like bound to get tired. But like Tessa said, our director was amazing, and he's the only person I think that I can think of that like could make like 8.5 hours worth of rehearsal like for like 3 days straight like actually like not unbearable. And it was really eye-opening to see, also because like I think we're all used to like one certain way of like choir leading and choir directing, and Tessa like opened doors because we're all used to Mr. Carrillo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's great though.
He is great. That's not a bash on Mr. Carrillo.
Did you guys all know your parts when you got there? Like, did everyone seem to know their parts, or was it pretty rough?
No. Everyone was relatively most part,
we were close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We knew like what we were supposed to, but we like there were obviously like some sections mm-hmm. that we were like
to be mm-hmm. honest, it was mostly mm-hmm. like shaping it. Mm-hmm. Like
oh, that's yeah. and cleaning yeah. up. So you guys actually got to do yeah. work versus like having to just learn.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And most people like came already knowing it too. Mm-hmm. So I feel
that's
like
good.
There yeah. were like a few people that were like off a little bit, but it wasn't too bad.
And since we practiced like 9 hours a day, we were bound to get it like fairly quickly. So
at some point it's embarrassing if you don't. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I think I cut you guys off early. You were describing your favorite parts of the trip, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you guys want to continue that?
Sure. I have to say my favorite part was actually not the choir, but it was the ramen that we ate, because that ramen was so good. We went to it the first day and we like literally like sped walk over, because we have like an hour and a half for lunch and it was like 20 minutes away. And then we got there and they got their food early. Elizabeth and Cameron got their food pretty early, and then Tessa and I like had to wait because we got the spicy ramen, and we ate that in like 15 minutes, and then power walked back for 20 minutes back to the rehearsal, and it didn't feel good. But then Tessa and I went again the next day because we knew we were gonna regret it if we didn't go again, because there's no good ramen in Visalia.
No regrets.
And I have to say I have been thinking about it
ever
for
since.
The last day.
Okay, my favorite part. I did like singing with all the different people. Like, you're not used to singing with people from all around the places, so that was super fun. But I also liked after the rehearsals when we hung out in the hotel rooms together. That mm-hmm. was always fun. Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite part was the drive up. So we did get lost and it was in LA traffic, so
several
that
times.
Was,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In an LA small town too.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very scary. I put my life in Mr. Korea's hands.
Never a good idea.
But we got there, so
we got there on time.
There yeah.
It wasn't that bad. But at the same time, it was pretty bad.
It was pretty bad.
A bonding experience.
It really was. Yeah. You know, you're on the verge of death, so it brings us closer together as a choir.
We, we actually passed a truck that was carrying flattened cars. So it was just, that just kind of added
was eye-opening to like what our future was going to be.
It was fun.
Oh, is there anything else that you guys would like to add before we finish up?
Join choir.
Yeah, join choir.
Good time. Try out for the honor choirs. You won't regret it.
Yes. They're so much fun.
Even if you're not in like Redwood Choir, you could still audition.
Yeah. Yes.
And I would definitely recommend it. So.
Shout out.
100%.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, that's going to be it for this week's special episode of the Everything Entertainment Podcast. To see similar content like this, check out our YouTube channel, Redwood Gigantea Podcast, or visit our website, www.redwoodgigantea.com, where we make it big, do it right, and give it class. Stay tuned for next week. Oh, bye.
Bye. Okay. Cool. Cheeky little wave.
That's staying in.